MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
If LeBron decides to drag it on into August.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
What is the timeline on getting an answer?
I wish I knew, man. I want to go on vacation.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Notre Dame quarterback C.J. Carr. Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Coming up, Academy Award winner Matt Damon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
You already had a first 2 hours that we truly enjoyed, whether it was chatting with Notre Dame quarterback C.J. Carr or with Taylor Twellman reviewing the semifinal contests of this year's World Cup that will culminate on Sunday in the New York, New Jersey Stadium. Between Spain and Argentina. Taylor Twellman, it's a great chat. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast. If you missed any of it, you can go back to our Disney Plus page when everything's over. Or we chop up our show, as you know, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. You can also check out our reels or our videos on Instagram and TikTok, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, the whole business. You can't miss us unless you really want to. And why would you?
And if you want to hear people publicly speaking nice about us, tune in to Fanatics Fest.
Yes, you can. LeBron. Talking about some of us. LeBron James, apparently. Did he actually name check the show?
That's what we're hoping.
Unclear. We're searching for video.
Somebody? Okay, we're looking.
Searching for video.
Say the name.
All right.
Say my name.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton directly asked LeBron where he's going, and then he crowdsourced the audience. Where do you want me to go? Warriors, and then he also mentioned the Yankees as a team as well. Oh, big round of applause. Oh. So he's having his fun.
And Rich, you were very aggressive, the young C.J. Carr. You know,
no, I was not at all.
You were very. I was not at all.
I enjoyed questioning
his life's choices.
I'm just getting it all out of my system so I can be on my best behavior for Matt Damon in about 15 minutes' time. Come out of our green room to talk about this this movie.
What's it called?
I wrote it down. The Odyssey.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I went back a few more pages for the
and movie. He plays
what's his name?
I don't know. He's in some wood horse.
There's a lot of boat. There's a lot of rowing.
It's going to be a long movie, man.
I don't care. However long it is, it could be double. And I would
just say we got 20 years to cover. So this
for Nolan
is going to be a long movie.
Oppenheimer not only won all the awards, but it was a box office hit. Mm-hmm. The guy makes massive amount of box office.
Tickets went on sale for this movie last summer, and it sold out everywhere. You can't get seats around this town.
You can't. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Been doing this four-down series. We're going to keep doing it all the way until toe meets ball for games that matter, because it takes a while to get through all 32 teams. We go one by one, previewing the season with the storylines, question marks about each team going down the draft order, which means this is the fourth four down that we have done. We've already gone through the Raiders and the Jets and the Cardinals. Now, fourth, it's four downs with yours truly, presented by LinkedIn on the Tennessee Titans. Hit it.
Four downs with Rich.
Here we go. What is happening?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Presented by LinkedIn, four downs on the Tennessee Titans. First down, everybody. Did the Titans turn Nashville into the new New York South and we just totally missed it?
Good one.
Okay. The head coach is the former Jets coach. The offensive coordinator is the former Giants coach. So you got Salah, you got Dable. And then if you take a look at their major offseason moves, they spent $78 million on Wandale Robinson. He used to play for which team?
Giants.
And then they flipped to Vondre Sweat for Jermaine Johnson, the third, and he is a former Jet. Then they signed John Franklin Myers, who's a former Jet. And then they get Cordell Flott, who's a former Giant. Okay. I mean, listen, I'll just tell everybody down in Nashville. Things haven't been going well in New York football for a while. But you can cherry pick some really good players, and the Titans believe that they have, or cherry pick really good coaches. And Robert Saleh and Brian Dable are two terrific coaches. One who didn't get really, a fair shot, although he, Robert Saleh, along with the general manager at the time for the Jets, it was I can't recall because it's probably a handful of people ago. obviously Zach Wilson was a choice, didn't work out. They go Aaron Rodgers, excellent choice until the football god said, no, we're going to tear his hamstring up, his Achilles up for you. So we'll see how it all goes. But it's just interesting to me that a lot of New York, New Jersey, to use the World Cup phrase, names are down there in Nashville. That's first down. Here's second down. Will the Titans coaching staff writ large, will their first season be as smooth as their hairline?
Hey.
Baldest staff ever.
Old brotherhood.
BSE, man.
All Titans.
Baldest staff ever. And it's interestingly enough, of all of them that I'll pick out here, we just mentioned Saleh and Dable already. Gus Bradley is the defensive coordinator. And don't forget, Gus Bradley was the choice originally, one would reportedly, of the 49ers to replace Robert Saleh when he got the job in Tennessee, until the Atlanta Falcons bounced Raheem Morris, and Raheem and Kyle Shanahan go back like, you know, a car seat, and then Gus Bradley was then free to be hired by Robert Saleh. So clearly Gus Bradley knows how to run a system that Saleh likes, because he was chosen to run the Niners after Saleh leaves, and then Saleh chooses him to run his system. And the rest of the coaching staff, I can't wait to see what Saleh 2.0 is. All the things that happened to him in Jets land is going to inform his decision-making and the way that he goes about his business with the Titans. I can't wait to see how the all gas, no brakes system works down there.
Got it, I mean,
in Tennessee. Third down. Go ahead. Third down. How will their Carnell Tate decision work out? Let's not forget, fourth overall pick. They go and take the kid out of the Ohio State to play wide receiver. And this is for a team tied for 30th in sacks last year with just 32. That's it. And Arvell Reese was sitting there. And Sonny Styles was sitting there. And then you want to look at pass rushes. We'll see how Reuben Bain does in Tampa. A lot of teams passed on Reuben Bain. Caleb Downs, if you want to go just any other defender from the Ohio State. They decided instead to add another wide receiver to Calvin Ridley in that dynamic wide receiver room position. We'll see how it does work out. But how it works out brings me to fourth down for the Tennessee Titans. And it's simple. It's all about Cam Ward, and everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows it. Coaching staff knows it. Front office knows it. Cam Ward knows it. The offensive line knows it. The whole system knows it. The whole league knows it. First overall pick 2 years ago. Now has a new team, basically, that's there for roster is somewhat similar. But in terms of new team, new look logo, new look coach. Brian Dable has been brought in, a guy who you just ask anybody who's been coached by him, certainly in this position, from what, Jalen Hurts in Alabama to Josh Allen in Buffalo. I mean, maybe not ask Daniel Jones about it, but Daniel Jones, when Dable showed up there, Dable was coach of the year, and Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, they won a playoff game.
won a playoff game. So what will Cam Ward do with this new opportunity? What will the coaching staff do to coach him up? Can we get some of those last second moments out of Cam Ward in the pros that we got in Miami to get him to be the first overall pick? And, you know, can he be Caleb Williams like that sort of thing, to be honest with you? You know what I mean? Like, can he do that sort of thing for the Tennessee Titans? And if not, we might be talking about a hairy beginning for the coaching staff as opposed to smooth. Thank you. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. LinkedIn presents this Four Downs on the Tennessee Titans. 844-204. Did I miss anything?
No, I think this Ward to Tate connection could be sneaky special this season.
Okay.
I think that's huge.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Before Matt Damon comes out here, Matt Damon's about to join us in studio. Before Matt Damon comes out here to promote The Odyssey.
What else you want to know?
We have the soundbite in question from LeBron James.
Whoa.
From Fanatics Fest. Okay. His first public appearance of his free agency period. His first public appearance apparently of four this week. And his first public appearance since popping 22 laughing my ass off emojis in the direction of Chris Brockman by reposting the video of Chris saying on this show that if LeBron joins the Miami Heat, have fun in the play-in tournament, and that we should all begin to ready ourselves for LeBron to be a non-factor this season. Oh, baby. This is going to be... how do you feel right now, Chris?
A little nervous.
Are you... Why?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I said it. I believe it.
All right. Roll it.
I seen something on social media the other day that wherever I go, that maybe in the play-in or something like that, and I'm not a factor anymore, so I get that as well, too. So that's just a little motivation as well.
Not exactly what I said.
No, but perfect.
Essentially, though.
Yeah.
I said Miami would be a play-in.
Yeah.
Oh, wherever I go, will be play-in.
Yeah, that's not what
See?
I said.
See? Okay.
That's not what I said.
All right, so let's be accurate here. Let's if he accurate. Goes there, enjoy the play-in.
Right.
Yep.
Cleveland, they could go to the finals.
Okay. Or win it all.
Yeah.
Because LeBron is that good.
But he never would have said that. So what are we talking about?
But you also said, get ready for him to be a non-factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he couldn't get past that. So what this confirms is that he wasn't saying with the 22 emoji salute, oh, the Miami Heat,
right? That's a,
where I'm going.
The non-factor of
is I'm laughing about that. Miami Heat fans were seeing these emojis as confirmation he's going to Miami because you mentioned Miami in the play-in tournament specifically.
Right.
Let's remove that from the table.
Yeah.
And let's go ahead and say you were right too, TJ. He wasn't sitting there saying, oh, and the other guys in the video were pushing back on that notion. He's not, he couldn't get past a lot of that to the point where he felt the need to amplify it, which we appreciate it. LeBron, thank you. At Rich Eisen Show for the next time, if you don't mind.
Maybe he'll want to zoom in here and give his decision since Jim Gray's not available.
Hey,
Brockman and him can sit.
That's right. I'll be the Jim Gray.
Yeah.
Why would he come to you? You're negative towards him. He'd come to us.
I think, listen, and
they talk it out.
I will always say, hey, if it's not obnoxious or rude or profane,
I thought that was rude.
You have the floor to say what you believe on this program. Right? I've never really.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I mean,
and I don't think LeBron's going to sit in this chair if he knows this is the show and you're the guy that has that non-factor thing. Maybe he will. I don't know.
I don't think I was we'll being rude. Him. It was just my opinion.
We'll invite him.
Like,
we'll invite him. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like the chairs that we have, sort of like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, he's just going to take your chair, even though he doesn't mind the chair. He just wants to remove you from the set. Could be that.
I could be out that day if he wants to stop by.
All right.
That's great.
But there you have it.
There we go.
There you have it.
There
you sir, let's put it this way. You might be the cause for your take to be wrong.
Right.
because you have offered motivation.
Yeah, he said it motivated him.
You are motivating LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thus, your take may not prove to be right. It might be a freezing cold take because you've heated up LeBron, who might go to the Heat just to prove you wrong.
That would be great.
All things aside, Brockman is a factor.
Yes.
Thank you. Are a factor.
Either way.
Right. Either way.
Attaboy.
He might be a non-factor.
22 Brockman emojis for you.
22 emojis salute.
Brockman. All right. Let's. Matt, meanwhile, Matt Damon's like, what have I got myself into? Yeah. When it comes to you and your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Suze is here to chop up Caitlin Clark and last night's affair against Golden State for the W and getting ready for women's sports now later on today on the Disney family of platforms. And Flava Flav's going to be a guest.
Woo!
Just
yeah,
like it,
boy.
He's going to be on Friday's show here. Excellent. But first up on women's sports now later on. But that's
ladies first.
After the conversation we're about to have with Matt Damon. The star of the Odyssey is here. Woo. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Bill Irwin, who plays the Cyclops. So they built a miniature cave, right, for Bill.
Uh-huh.
And then we shot in the real cave with all of our guys playing opposite this giant puppet and then there's obviously effects work that goes in post, but it's remarkable how it looks.
Dude. That's unbelievable. Matt Damon is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience has returned in the middle of our conversation about the Odyssey in theaters nationwide tomorrow, July 17th. And we're just talking about Christopher Nolan, who is it true that you told your wife that you were going to slow down from acting unless Christopher Nolan called?
That's true. That was before Oppenheimer.
And then you hear from him?
Guess who called?
And how quick is the yes though?
Oh, right? It's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably for any actor.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just love his movies. I mean, I'm a genuine fan of his movies.
Right.
Like, all the ones I'm not in, I love them.
I saw Interstellar late, okay? And like, years after it was in the theaters. And I saw it on a plane, and I'm a girl dad now, okay, since it came out.
Yeah.
I was a puddle.
I know.
I was a mess.
I was a puddle when I read that script.
Dude.
I read, you know, he's very secretive, right? So
okay.
The scripts. So when they contacted me, I was shooting a movie in Germany with George Clooney called The Monuments Men. We were in rural Germany.
Right.
And they said, Chris Nolan's got a part for you in a movie he's doing. And would you, you know, and I said, can I read the script? They said, sure. They sent a guy, a PA, to Germany to hand carrying the script because they wouldn't send it in the mail. Right. I'm telling you, it's, wow. and so this kid shows up and it's 9 o'clock at night. And he goes, here's the script. And I said, well, I got to shoot at 5 a.m. I'm going to bed right now. Yep. And he goes, oh, like it hadn't occurred to him. I go, do you have to stay here? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I can't leave the script. And I go, oh, got it. I go, okay, well, I'm going to be home at, you know, 6 p.m. Right. tomorrow night. I will sit down immediately and read the script then. But I can't read it before then because I really got to work in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out the kid had never been out of the country. He had the best day. He went around and yeah.
Like he's Ferris Bueller. Like,
yeah, he went around rural Germany. You know, but anyway. So, but the point of the story was when I finally read the script the following day.
Right.
I had that react because my kids were little. I was away from my kids that week because I was in Germany, and I was a puddle reading that script. I've never reacted to a script that way. Until I read this one. This one is pretty darn good.
I can't imagine. How does one adapt this?
You know, the book that Oppenheimer was adapted from is even
thicker than this.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Pulitzer Prize.
Held Homer's beer.
That's what I'm. But that's what I mean. He's a phenomenal writer, and he's really gifted at these adaptations. And I think people who know the story are going to be happy with what we did.
And I'll be honest with you. I never really talk about this sort of stuff, certainly since you're sitting here. But you looked ripped, buddy. You look.
He told me in September, and I was in pretty good shape when he told me, but I had 6 months, and it was a full lifestyle change because he wanted me to lose some weight because he wanted him to look lean, like, but
yeah, you're lost. Battle hardened, 10 years, man. Right?
Battle hardened, but wouldn't pass up a meal was kind of the
right.
And so that was a whole. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of. You know, I mean, just a complete lifestyle change for that year.
Right. And then you said toughest thing you've done.
By far.
Without a doubt.
I mean, not even a question. I mean, it just every location, because it was almost like doing 6 or 7 different movies, because every location was difficult, but challenging in a different way.
Huh.
And so it was like you were on the water or you were on a mountain or you know, in Iceland, we shot nights in Iceland to do the Hades sequence on these black sand, like plains and it was just raining free. I mean, it was one of those
you just said, by the way, can you believe what a sentence you just said about where you were?
I mean, the location
shooting,
Scotland and
for Hades.
Morocco. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. No, it was nuts. But the thing was like, everyone was working so hard. Like no matter what direction you looked in, you were looking at somebody who was absolutely giving everything they had for the movie. And the first AD said to me early on, it was really a great thing. He kind of sidled up next to me and he's an old, like he's been around. He's seen everything. Uh-huh. Milo, he's great. And nothing surprises him. He's just completely unflappable. But I was watching the grips do something amazing. Again, they're probably building a platform off the side of a cliff or something, you know, that a techno crane was going to go on. And I was just kind of gawking and he sidled up next to me and he goes, you know, it's funny when you realize that every single person here could be working on an easier movie for more money.
Hmm.
And the minute he said it, that was the absolute truth. And every single person there, all the department heads, were repeat customers. You know, they'd worked with Chris before. They knew exactly what they were signing up for. And that was the great feeling, was just that this is really hard for everybody here and everybody's exactly where they want to be.
Sounds like a championship sports team, right?
That's sacrifice. What it felt like. But you know? That's honestly what it felt like. And I've never, at the end of that experience, it gets me emotional because I'm like, I have never been more proud to be a part of a team. Like it was a real hundreds of people just giving everything they had. Because we had somebody at the head of somebody with a vision who was leading us.
Wow. I cannot wait to see this movie. It's The Odyssey in theaters.
It's okay.
Nationwide. Tomorrow, Matt Damon is here on the program. All right, let's talk some sports. You were telling me as you're sitting down, you were locked into the World Cup, huh?
I love it. I love it.
How great is it? You know, like,
it's great. Yeah, I got into it 20 years ago because in 2006, my daughter Isabella was born.
Yes,
she was born on June 11th, and that was right when it was starting.
Yeah, yeah.
And so those first 4-6 weeks of her life, when we're just at home, I think I watched every game.
So you're being a newborn dad, right?
Being a newborn dad, and I'm walking around with this baby, and I just have the, you know, with the sound I'm watching, and I got into every, you know, yeah. it's awesome. I love it.
And it's so great when it first starts that there's like 3-4 matches every day, and then when it gets to the knockout rounds, you're like, where did the 3-4?
Where did, I know,
days?
I know.
I got to wait another day for one of these things. You know,
I know.
It's
I know.
So cool.
It's like the football playoffs when you start whittling it down and you're just like, oh, I only have, you know, 2 games this weekend.
Yeah, what's going on with that? You know, I'm used to having 12 games on Sunday. Now there's just one? What the hell? It's called the Super Bowl? What the hell? How'd you like the Patriots season last season?
Oh, they were phenomenal.
Right?
I mean, they were great. I mean, the Super Bowl was rough, but look, I mean, nobody picked them to get there. I mean, they were, you know, and they're young. Vrabel is awesome.
Yeah.
And Drake May, we got AJ coming in. This is, I mean, I can't wait.
I know Brockman is a fellow Patriot fan over there.
Locked in.
How are you feeling?
Let's go. Outstanding. Super Bowl, we're back.
That's your New England right there.
There are a couple other teams in the AFC we've got to get through.
Nope. AJ Brown's going to have a Randy Moss type season, and we're going to have a duck boat parade because we're back.
Yeah, and Drake May is the new, you know,
new Brady.
Generational great.
He's fantastic.
He just seems to have a way about him where he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and it doesn't matter. You know,
I don't know if it's that he doesn't know it. I think it's that he's got that Brady thing where he just, you know, those guys, it's such a fascinating thing to me. Those athletes who just, the pressure just does not, it's like it's actually like Michael Jordan just lived for that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if it's either, I think, in you or it's not, you know, and you can see guys kind of tighten up and, especially, you know, with high def cameras now are so great. You can look and you can really see.
Right.
Like I love the you know, the baseball, like the World Series, you know, when I mean, I hate this pitch clock they put.
You don't like it?
Oh.
I like it in the regular season. I think in the playoffs.
Okay.
I like the drama in the
just
playoffs.
Just the building up?
Yes.
I don't like mind the pitch
by the way,
clock.
And I like a guy, you know, threatening. Do you remember the clip of Vince Coleman, like the pitcher throws back 17 times to first base,
right,
and then he steals second base.
Yeah,
I love that.
To hell with you.
Now, not in the regular season. The regular season, it's like,
let's move
guys,
along.
Let's go. but I think
let's let the drama build.
I think so. That's my personal. That's my hot take.
Do you like the ABS system where you're telling umpires, let's take a look at your ball and strike? Do you like that?
Or I mean, it looks like it's everywhere now, and I don't think it's going backwards. I mean,
it's
I think
going
it's
backwards.
You know, but look, if it, you know, there are guys who threw perfect games that I mean, that one a few years ago.
That would be good to replay that. Brutal. I agree with you.
That poor guy.
Did you just channel your inner Sonny Vaccaro when you talked about Jordan right there?
Yeah. I mean, well, obviously after that whole experience.
Did you ever contact Jordan, reach out to him, have a conversation?
Yeah, yeah. Before, in fact, Ben went down to see him. I was supposed to go. My kids had something that day, so I couldn't go. But Ben went down to Florida to talk to him before we decided to do the movie. Because we just wanted his blessing. We said, look, this is what we're thinking of doing. But if you're not, you know, because that's the end of the movie. If he comes out and goes, nah, they shouldn't have done it.
We're like, well. Yep.
So, but Ben kind of pitched him the script that we had bought.
Right.
And Jordan actually gave him some great ideas.
What did he give
him? Well, number one, Ben was trying to figure out, he goes, hey, so your dad, and Jordan said, my dad's a great guy. My dad was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and your mom? And Jordan goes, my mom runs. And Ben goes, really? And Michael said, yes, yes. She, and Ben said, the way he said it, he goes, it's the first time I'd ever seen, you know, he looked like, And Ben goes, well, should I talk to her? He goes, you want to talk to my mother? Like, Ben was like, oh, it's like that. Like, she really is. Dolores is.
Right.
And Ben goes, oh, well, that's because she wasn't in the script very much in the one that we had. And Ben said, you know, Well, so is there an actress that, and before he could get the sentence out, Michael goes, Viola Davis. And Ben goes, and so Ben called me and he goes, great news. He goes, Jordan's, he's like, he's like, we, you know, Jordan's okay with us doing this. You know, it's us doing it. It's not him. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to say that he has anything to do with it. It's, right. It's our thing. But the tricky part is we have to get Viola Davis or we can't do the movie. And so it's like, all right, so the good news is we can do it. The bad news is like, we had to get like America's treasure, like the finest actress on the planet to say yes. And she's only going to say yes if it's a role worth her time. And so
you had to punch up that script.
We did. We went, we sat down and we did a whole rewrite and then went to Viola and basically said, if you'd like to do this movie, then the movie will get made. But if you don't, we just can't make it. And but it was a good role. And then she had her input. She came in and she had great ideas. I mean, she's brilliant. And that's how, you know, and that was a really joyful shoot. That
fun
was,
movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
So much fun. So
yeah.
Good. You know, Jason Bateman was fun in it.
He's great.
You know, obviously. So was Ben always going to be Phil Knight
that was always
in the cards?
That was always the plan. Yeah.
That was a blast, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was really fun. Was. So in the few minutes I have left with you here, I want to hit on a bunch of stuff. Is it true you'd be still in the idea of playing Jason Bourne?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to, there's a great director named Ed Berger. He did All Quiet on the Western Front. He's a wonderful director, and we're talking about it. We're just trying to figure out, we're trying to nail the story down. Because I'd love to do it. It's just that thing where you know, if we do it, we want it to be like the first three, and we wanted to, and it's a tough, because it's not built like a James Bond where every movie is its own mission,
right?
You know, and you've got people can even change the character, you know, the person playing Bond. It's like a linear story.
Sure,
so
is.
It makes it more challenging to do a sequel where you're giving people what they want, but also enough new stuff that you know what I mean. It's a tricky one.
Well, I just started watching the trilogy again with my younger kids. It's as good as ever, man.
Oh, good.
It's phenomenal. You know, these are great movies. They're fun, and they translate to the current day as well. You know, and I just think, you know, obviously the fact that maybe years later that Bourne's still not out of it.
Right.
That the past is catching up still, you know.
You should come sit in on our sessions.
Okay, don't say things that you don't want to really happen. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Life is catching up, you know? You know, and Bourne's got to deal with that. And I would love to see that.
Yeah, well, I hope we can crack it. I think we have a line of sight on how to do it.
So. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I will report back.
Okay. And is it true there's another Oceans movie in the mix here?
There might be another Oceans movie in the mix.
The people will ask this too.
It takes a lot for those things to cohere, right?
Why is that? Is it
just everybody's schedules. You got to get everything right and make. And I mean, I think they're probably close on that one. Okay. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun too. I mean, obviously, I love those guys.
Is that like a working vacation when you're doing that?
I wouldn't even put the work in. No, it's all we all take our jobs seriously, but you know, George is great. He's a lot of fun.
I mean, we've had Casey Affleck on here, Andy Garcia on here. Asked them both point blank, and they gave me a very similar answer to what you just said.
Well, everybody's kind of just hovers around, and we're all in kind of a holding pattern.
So like ready to go, ready to unite if it works.
And if it works, we'll
in the schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have a favorite story from that, from those shoots?
Oh my gosh,
involving Vegas, involving anybody, involving Carl Reiner. You got something that would be fun?
Oh, Carl. Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, I mean, God, what a gift. It was so wonderful working with him. I do remember going to see the O Show with Carl. Like a bunch of us went, and we were staying at the Bellagio because we were shooting there, and so we all went downstairs one night because they got us like you know 11 tickets to O, and we watched O, and then we came out and we're all standing in the lobby, and Carl just looks at everyone and goes, "We're all overpaid."
That's what he said.
That was his takeaway from.
God bless that man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. And another moment that I've actually been able to act with you, Matt, from February 7th, 2017. If we can put it up on the screen here, I'm playing myself. You're playing Tom Brady.
Oh,
right there on Jimmy Kimmel.
There it is.
On his show.
Look at
I
that.
Remember I got a call. This was after the Super Bowl where the Patriots came back and won it in overtime. Like, are you in town? I'm like, sure. How'd you like to play yourself? And Matt Damon's playing Tom Brady.
I don't even remember doing this.
You don't remember, you remember doing
remember? Yeah, yeah. No, it's like I had goggles on. Like,
you had
I remember,
goggles on because you were just celebrating.
We just celebrated.
And you
right.
were using the Brady jersey to sneak your
to
way
sneak
on
onto the
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you are you and Jimmy don't get along famously. As
no, no, I hate that man. He's horrible. I don't look tall enough to play Tom Brady.
But
I got I need to stand on an apple box.
That was the bit. That was the bit. And then I think he showed up with the actual Brady and vandalized your home, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I remember that bit.
That.
The crazy thing about that bit was, yeah, obviously it wasn't really my house, but Tom, he had to throw a football through the window.
Yes.
And so they put this fake window.
Yes.
And on the first throw, it's in the bit, like in the, you can sure you can find it, but he threw this laser right at the cross where they were like, try to hit these two pieces of wood. I mean, he hit it with the point of the ball and just exploded the window. Which isn't a throw you would think he would normally make, right? Like a target that's up and it just right. doesn't matter.
Normally he's just like throwing it to Edelman and, right. you know, to get it out of his hands or Gronk or whoever.
The guy was so good.
Dude. And you saw, I don't know if you, because you're traveling the world, you're doing all sorts of stuff, you're being a dad. He played a flag football game here recently. And he's throwing dimes and darts and whatever. Like he could give the Raiders a few games if it's necessary.
100%. Like he always kept his arm warm and he didn't move around a lot. If he's in, I mean,
unbelievable.
No, he, God, I would love that.
Oh,
I'm such a homer for that guy. I just love the whole thing, man. That, you know,
look at him.
By the way, I have to say that I went to the bathroom here before I came out. And I have never laughed so hard. That is the greatest. That is so good. For everybody at home,
yeah.
He's got a picture of Bill Belichick above the toilet. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the bathroom, you look up and see that, and it says, do your job.
There it is. Oh, there it is. We got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where I went to the bathroom.
When we were redoing.
That just made me, I was like, that's perfect.
I washed my hands this morning, and I literally thought, I wonder if Matt Damon's going to come to the bathroom.
No.
I can't believe I never thought of that.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. When we redid some of the studio here in the green room, I said, we've got to do this.
It's such a good idea.
I mean, just put it
I'm going to steal it, definitely.
Hey, I mean, we'll give you one.
I don't know how long it'll last in my
in your house.
How Lucy will feel about it. What the hell is this?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Before I let you go, has it hit you that there's a line in Good Will Hunting, you're in the scene with Robin Williams, he's revealing that he missed the Carlton Fisk home run in Game 6 of the World Series because he's having a drink with his future wife, and you can't believe that he's missing this moment, and he's talking about how beautiful his future wife was, and your line is like, I don't care if Helen of Troy
oh, yeah, is there. Right.
And yeah, now here you
six.
Are,
yeah, yeah,
in the Odyssey.
And I missed the entire baseball season to go make this movie.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, that's the similarity, though. But it's pretty amazing how you know.
Gosh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah,
I'm putting that together for you, huh?
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Odysseus now, and your previous, you know, first big, huge, if you will, foray.
Yeah,
like I don't care if Helen of Troy's walking in. You know,
and I guess I grew up finally.
Look at you, man. Yeah, right. I just think it's pretty cool that that you're doing what you're doing and everything. I've met you a long time ago, but I'm just as much of a fan as I would
thanks,
consider
man.
How much I
thanks.
Root
me
for
too,
you.
Man. Me too.
I appreciate you saying that. And come back anytime soon.
Brian. I will.
I appreciate you saying that.
I'll be like Casey, even if I don't have anything to promote. I'll just stop by.
That was so much fun. I think he wanted to come and just talk mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wanted to talk mess to all
the
people.
Maybe when the Pats start going, you know.
Anytime. All right. Anytime. Good to see you. In the meantime, go see The Odyssey in a theater near you tomorrow. It is awesome. IMAX film and the whole bit to see the latest from Christopher Nolan and Matt Damon right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
A bandwagon fan. The biggest insult in sports. But this summer, during the FIFA World Cup, it's an invitation, America. Never watched soccer before? Perfect. Think a corner kick is a karate move? Sure, why not? Prefer sports where players can use their hands? Me too. Just here for the snacks? Now we're talking. So grab a bag of Lay's and jump on the bandwagon. We're undefeated. Lay's, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Hey. Hi, you guys. Hey, Chris, how's that ring treating you?
It's great. It's really weird. I'm doing, I roll it a lot. I take it on and off a lot. Got to get getting used to it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Rich lost two of those.
Ring three.
That's ring three.
Wife one, ring three.
There's still time. Don't worry.
This is 1.3. I've lost it twice. But in good places, right?
I mean, it's a
one
great
lake. One's at the bottom of Lake Como.
One's
at the bottom of at the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
both good spots. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose a ring, then that's
it's not like at the bottom of the sink.
Are you name dropping locations?
I'm just saying where they are.
Yeah.
You didn't lose it at Dockwilder Beach.
Yeah. When I was at Clooney's, I jumped in the water.
I was in Italy.
I didn't say that.
You were off Orlando Beach.
Dockwilder.
Okay.
We got one more read to do right here. Okay, Susie understands the reads. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money. The right one, well, that helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Susie is here getting ready for women's sports now later on today at 6 Eastern time. The Indiana Fever is kind of like the Dallas Cowboys right now, Suze, and the fact that you could come up with the best game to actually beat the Cowboys, but everyone's just going to come back on the next day and talk about how the Cowboys lost and Dak Prescott, what he didn't do right. And basically, you know, like Golden State went into Indiana last night, crushed them, and all I'm sure that everyone's talking about today or you
is
might
Caitlin's hit. Contusion or lack thereof Caitlin's or was she contusion. Fouled, was she not? That's what happens every time.
I've now watched this
video. Fever play. every time the Fever play, that's all people want to talk about is what she's saying in the post game and did she or did she not act aggressively towards the refs? I want to talk about Caitlin Chen's crazy drive to the left of the basket up and over Aaliyah Boston. I do, Rich.
Okay.
I do.
No,
Rich.
I know, but that's just not the world in which we live.
That's it.
Certainly, as you just pointed out, Chris, and I know you were talking about it before, TJ, that, you know, if she's like, I got hit and I have a contusion and I got to deal with that. And then you look it back and you're like, where did that happen?
When did you get hit?
Right.
Where?
You know, and it's so, you know, off the rails in that regard that it's tough to not talk about.
Right.
You know?
Well, because it's unfortunately right now we're in a time with the WNBA where the headlines are not positive and it's a real drag because there's incredible play to be seen almost every night out there.
Right.
But what we're getting the most of are negative headlines.
And so I know you've got a good show in store. We have
Alexa Philippou, our insider, coming on to talk about what she's hearing about the latest with the WNBA, with the statements, with whether or not Adam Silver was involved. We'll talk about Olivia Miles as well and her status. Baller. We've got Allie Krieger to come on. She's going to take a look at our Miller Lite ball that we have, which is a World Cup awesome giant ball that we actually gave to Sarah Tiana as a wedding gift, but we kind of took it back to go back on the set. It's pretty sick. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. It's cool.
It's a giant soccer ball that you put ice inside. You shove your beer cans around to keep it cold during magic. So we're going to talk about Gotham last night because Allie Krieger was there and she won a championship with them.
Okay.
And just a little name drop. My guy Flava Flav stopped by.
Okay.
Yeah, boys. Or like, yeah, girl.
And
yeah, girl.
We may or may not have talked about Cool in the Gang.
Now he's got because Flavor Flav is coming on this show tomorrow to talk about the She Weekend, where he's He's getting together the women's champion soccer team, bobsled skeleton.
It's really, he started with water polo. He started talking about the discrepancy in attention for women's sports. And after the women won gold with the Olympics, he said, "You're not getting celebrated at the White House. I'll have you to Vegas." So okay. It is She Weekend.
She Weekend. And it brought Sarah Tiana back to Las Vegas.
Yeah, couldn't get enough. She went back.
Is she going to go to the little Chapel of the West and stop by for posterity?
Just a review?
Yeah,
just a review.
Check her work.
Is she celebrating your 1 week anniversary back
in Las Vegas? Back there. Can't get enough.
What happens there stays there, and then you go back there.
Unless it's on Women's Sports Now.
I'm here and you're there.
Watch that next week.
Oh. Okay, there you go. All right, that's later on today.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow.
And then tomorrow, Flavor Flav's on this show. Eric Braden's back.
Oh,
hey.
Going to have him back.
I can feel it.
That's good. Susie Schuster.
Is he going to do more reads?
We got to talk about that after the show.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.